Did you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. As you know, the Tume Mother and Baby Home is again back in the headlines after the discovery of what it calls significant quantities of human remains buried under the site. Yet not everyone accepts that these remains have any connection with the Bon Secours. Bill Donohue is president of the US organization called the Catholic League, and this morning said the story was anti-Catholic fake news. Bill, good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, Bill. You said that if there was a Pulitzer for fake news, the competition would be fierce on this particular story. What to you is fake about it?
Well, just about everything is fake about it. Let's begin with the most authoritative statement coming from your own government, which is, by the way, I'm an Irish citizen as well as an American citizen. I find it strange that if there's a mass grave that in the official statement they wouldn't mention it. I find it strange that Catherine Zappone, who is the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, who gave her statement, wouldn't that be the big story? Can you explain why nobody was mentioning this, who issued the reports?
Well, I mean, the statement says that significant quantities of human remains have been found buried
right.
under the site.
That's right. Significant quantity of human remains.
Yeah.
Significant is a very elastic word. I'm going to ask you, sir, did they use the term mass graves?
No, they didn't use the term mass grave.
No,
can I ask you a question?
You.
Why is that a big deal?
Why is it a big deal? Because that exactly is the story. It's not the significant number of remains. The big story, which is a lie, which you're basically admitting that I'm right now, is that there's no such thing as a mass grave. And in fact, the key
well,
person
Well, how would you define a mass grave then?
Well, the 800 that Catherine Corliss says that there's 800. Let's deal with her. Because that's where all this comes from, right? Now, Catherine Corliss wrote a journal article, which I have read, back in 2012. She said a few local boys came upon a sort of a crypt on the ground, and peering in, they saw several small skulls. Several small skulls. She said there was a, quote, little graveyard. Now, 2 years later, in 2014, that all of a sudden becomes, I am certain there are 796 children in a mass grave. Now, why is it that in her journal article she wasn't certain at all? In fact, there was just a few small skulls. And I'll tell you, this is what where she really looks rather stupid. Let's talk about Barry Sweeney.
Yeah.
Can I
just tell you why she... Hang on, before you go on to Barry Sweeney, Bill, can I tell you... Bill, hello. Can I tell you why she thinks there are 796 bodies?
Why?
Because she found the death certificates of 796 children and nobody knows where they're buried. That's why.
Well, that's exactly my point. She found the death certificates. She didn't find a mass grave, correct?
Yes, but she doesn't know. It's not recorded
exactly
where these children
point.
Are buried. And these boys fell into a chamber where they saw a number of bodies, but it was just one chamber of a larger structure.
And her key guy again is Barry Sweeney, who's now about 51, and when he was 48, he said that people are making out that we saw a mass grave. This is her key guy, and he said to the detectives, "We can only say what we saw, which is maybe 15 to 20 small skeletons." Now, 15 to 20. You will agree, is not the same as 796.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone says that he said he saw 800. No one said that, ever.
No, that's right. He never said it. You're correct.
Yeah.
She said it.
And
she
never said he said it.
No,
she said she reported that he found a number of skulls, 15 to 20, in one chamber of a larger structure.
Right.
That larger structure has now been x-rayed. They found multiple chambers within it and bodies within all the chambers. So we can very usefully infer there's significantly more than 15
means.
To 20.
Right.
Well, in 17, they found humans. Hang on, Bill. In 17 to 20 of those chambers, they found human remains.
Right.
And he was in one of those chambers where he saw 15 to 20. So we can usefully infer.
But that's not the same as a mass grave, though, is it?
Well, how many bodies have to be down there for it to be a mass grave, Bill?
No. Look, she's claiming there's about 800. She's making that accusation. Why didn't she make that accusation in 2012 when she wrote her journal article? she said there was a little graveyard and several small skulls in 2012. Isn't anybody curious to know why the leap from 2012 to 2014 to now in 2017? Why is it that your Ireland's Minister of Education said this was all sensationalism, nonsense, simply not true, back in 2014? Why is it the local police said that there's no confirmation from any source that there are between 750 and 800 bodies present? I've researched this, and no wonder the New York Times, which is not exactly Catholic-friendly newspaper, even they confirmed that this was nonsense.
They said it was nonsense?
Well, they said that there's no evidence. Matter of fact, they were the ones who actually found Barry Sweeney, and Barry was the one that she fingered as proof positive that she was right, and he contradicts her. Now, what kind of a situation are we dealing with when the principal source contradicts the person making the allegation?
He found one chamber with bodies in it. Catherine Corliss found 796 death certificates for children, and it's not known where they were buried. As a result of that, we have the Murphy inquiry. That commission led to the X-raying of the site, which has now found significantly more bodies. So how many bodies do they have to be before you would agree it's a mass grave?
I have to see the 800, but can I just agree? What you just said there earlier is absolutely correct. She found that she's looking at these death certificates, about 800, and you just simply said to me that there was no evidence there of a mass grave. That's my point. You can find death certificates. It's not the equivalent to saying there's a mass grave.
Bill, where are a hoax? The piece of land that they've x-rayed, that they've now said that there are significant numbers of human remains in it, would you accept that there are bodies down there and that there's a connection between that and the Bon Secours home?
I would say that I think that the most authoritative source is, yes, I can't dispute that. If Barry is saying there's between 15 and 20 skulls, that is itself disturbing. But 15 to 20 is not 800.
So is it important to you, the amount?
Well, it's important to me, and I'll tell you why. Because the headlines throughout the United States and in Europe is mass graves were found. It's all a lie. It's fake news. And a matter of fact, this business that septic tank was in operation between 1926 and 1937. They're saying that 204 of the 796 deaths occurred during that time. Now, how can you have a sewer system that operates just perfectly with over 200 bodies in it?
We don't know that, Bill, but perhaps that's part of the commission.
What the guys who are the experts in this area look at, and they're laughing at it.
They're laughing at it? Sorry, can you give me the names of the people who are laughing at it, Bill? Who's laughing at who's
Dr.
laughing
Finbar
at the deaths
McCormick.
Of infants? What?
How's that? Dr. Finbar McCormick.
And he laughed at it,
did
he?
Of Geography, Archaeology, and Paleo Ecology at Queen's University. And
okay.
He just dismisses this even more so than I do.
Right, okay. So do you accept there are bodies down there?
Yes, I'll accept that there are bodies down there. I have no way of disproving that. I'm asking you to ask Corliss for her proof that she has evidence of a mass grave of about 800 children. I want to see it.
Now, the starting point...
And why didn't she report it in 2012 in her journal article?
Oh, okay, right. Now, what we have at the moment is we have an eyewitness account. We have 796 death certificates. We don't know where these children are buried. We have an eyewitness We have an eyewitness who saw 15 to 20 remains in one chamber of a structure. We've now x-rayed that structure, and the evidence is that there are significant amounts of human remains in 17 of the 20 chambers. 17 of the 20 chambers. In one of them there was only 17 to 20, we can infer usefully that there's a significant amount. So would you accept all that?
I would.
Well, for God's sake, man, why are you splitting hairs about this?
What the government said in their report, or what Captain Zapponi said, because neither she nor in the official report did they ever mention mass graves. That's because it's a myth.
Right. So a huge amount of bodies underground, buried, isn't a mass grave.
Significant. No, they didn't say huge amount. Let's go back to the term that you correctly used a second ago, but now you're changing it. I'm very careful in my words. Significant. And I still want to know what significant means, but they didn't say huge. That's different from significant.
Oh, for God's sake, man. Do you know how laughable this is, what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying is that the media have a need to put the worst possible face on this. That's what it is.
Do you have a need to say the media is putting the worst face on it, perhaps? Finbar McCormack, who you mentioned earlier on, now he said one thing he's leery about is describing the structure underground where all the bodies have been found as a septic tank. He says until proved otherwise, the burial structure at Tuam should be described as a communal burial vault. Now,
That's an assessment. He's also questioning whether or not there was even septic or whatever.
No, well, you said you misquoted him, Bill. You basically lied about his position.
No, I didn't misquote him at all.
You said he was laughing at it. You said he was laughing at it, and we can send you his very sober statement that contains no laughter. Let me play a clip for you, Bill. We do have a clip from the person, Catherine Corliss, who first researched this. Here's Catherine.
I don't know what to make of Bill Donoghue, except that maybe he has an ego bigger than Ireland itself, because if he wants to come to Tuam, he is quite welcome. But I really believe with Bill Donoghue, if we brought him to Tuam, brought him down into the chamber and showed him those little bodies, I still think he would be in denial. I don't know what he thinks a mass grave is, but our Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Catherine Zappone, has issued a statement last Friday that human remains from the age of infants up to 3 years old have been found in significant numbers in what she actually called a septic tank. Now, I don't know what Bill Donoghue, what evidence he needs, really, but he can come here anyway and he can meet with the survivors of the Tuam Mother and Baby Home. I can gather at least 20 of people locally, that is, to speak with them and to give them their experiences about the home, how they were torn away from their mothers. There are some mothers still with us that gave birth in the mother and baby home, and they can speak to them of their anguish of losing their babies and not being allowed ever to find them again. There are many people who are adopted in Ireland who feel the pain of being taken away from their mothers, and who are finding it so difficult to find any trace of their mothers, or the government just will not allow them access to information about their parents. So I think Bill Donoghue is just looking for hype. He wants to be. It makes him feel important, I'd say. And I'm not going to argue with them, because I have the evidence. I have the stark evidence of everything to do with the Tuam Mother and Baby Home. And where he's coming from is La La Land.
Bill, before I let you go, will you do that? Will you come over to Ireland, meet Catherine Corliss, meet some of the people, see it with your own eyes?
I don't leave New York too often because of the amount of work I have because of fables like Catherine Corliss. Isn't it the most striking thing?
Bill, you won't. You won't come over. You won't come over and meet her and look at the evidence with your own eyes. You won't do that. Is that what you're saying?
You know what's striking? She quotes Catherine Zappone correctly. And Catherine Zappone did not substantiate.
So, Bill, you won't come to Ireland.
Catherine Zappone never said there were mass graves.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, Bill, so you won't come over to Ireland then and look at the evidence with your own eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on a plane, come over to Ireland now and look over there. You know, if there wasn't so much anti-Catholicism in the West, perhaps I would have more time to do that.
Or Baba. Bill, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Bill Donoghue there. He's the president of the Catholic League. More interviews to make you go on Moncrief weekdays from 2 p.m.